Well, hey, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Paul Pretty. I'm the teaching pastor at the Marion campus. I hope your Tuesday is off to a great start today. Well, hey, this past Sunday, we kicked off a brand new series called Playlist. And within this series, we're walking through a few psalms, five psalms to be more specific. And this past Sunday, we were in Psalm 103, a psalm written by David, where he really starts out and really sets the tone for the entire psalm. And the purpose of this is to really bless the Lord. He says, "Oh, my soul." And, you know, we spent a little bit of time talking about, like, what is bless the Lord? Typically, when we think of blessing, we think of that as something coming from God to us to serve as our benefit. But God is, he doesn't need us, any blessing from us, right? And so I really started processing through, okay, well, what in the world does that mean to bless the Lord? And so just talked about this whole psalm is really about expressing a praising thankfulness, or a thankfulness that is praiseworthy of who God is. And from there, David says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And once again, I just felt like that's a really unique word, benefits. We're describing God as in benefits terms. Frankly, it made me a little bit uncomfortable first because, I don't know. It was different. I hadn't really thought of God from benefits language. Of course, God has innumerable benefits. His benefits are uncountable. I mean, just nothing but benefits from God. But when you sort of put that into a human perspective, an everyday perspective, don't we weigh most of our decisions based upon benefits? What's the benefit to me? How is this decision maybe compared to another decision? And the factor that we use to make decisions is often from the lens of benefits. And how does this benefit me? And the reason I think this language sort of made me uncomfortable initially is because to me, benefits often sound selfish. Again, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? And when you look at our purpose is really to bring glory to God. And so, man, just a fascinating sort of dynamic here. But David said it, led by the Holy Spirit. He uses the language benefit. And I checked a couple of different translations. Typically, I'm just in the ESV, but, you know, I looked at the NIV and also uses the language benefit. And so I started to run with this because then the rest of the psalm really goes through, okay, what are the benefits of God? And we see just astounding benefits that David really walks through. First, you know, he goes through who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your disease, who redeems your life from the pit. And just this point that God brings us from death to life. I mean, talk about benefits. Is there a greater benefit from that? And the rest of the psalm, he goes into these different benefits. The next one we talked about was God sees us at our lowest and in our time of greatest need. The fact that we're seen. Talk about a benefit. Like when you're lowly, when you're down, when you're beaten, God sees you and he knows you and he desires to rescue you through faith in Christ. And so we really walked through that. And it was really good for my soul this week to just think through this lens, to say, God, thank you for, by the power of your Spirit, causing me to follow you and leading me to follow you. And now, by your word, directing me to see all of the wonders and all of the benefits and all of the wonderful things that come through following you. And that should lead to a praising thankfulness, a thankfulness that really leads to an overwhelming praise of who God is. Not only does God save us, but man, he just has so many benefits to our everyday life. Life with God is better. And this psalm, I think, just really sort of pointed that out in a unique way. And so to that point, what I want to lead us in this morning is you're going into work, or maybe you're driving home from work, or whatever you're doing today. I want you to truly dig into how has my life benefited from God? And I really believe as we stop and ask that question to ourselves, how has my life benefited from God? What you will see is just incredible blessing after blessing after blessing. And that will lead your heart to praise. And back to our original design, we're meant to bring glory to God. We're meant to be image bearers of God. When we start praising God and proclaiming his goodness and his mercy and his grace and his wonders, that brings glory to God. And so I do want to take time. How has God benefited me? How has my life benefited from God's divine intervention in it? And so let's pray that God would help us see that and really worship him through it. So I'm going to lead us in prayer first. I do want to say thanks again for joining us on the DriveCast today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow and really center your heart on who God is. So let's pray together, and then I'll give you some time to pray at the end. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your benefits. Such interesting language this week, at least to my own heart. And so, Father, I want to ask that you would remind me, that you would remind anyone listening, what are the benefits that come from you? How has our life benefited from following you? And maybe if we can't find examples, would we look no further than Psalm 103? Would we spend our time today in Psalm 103 looking at the wonders and the benefits that come through faith in you? Help us have a right fear of you, Father, an honor, a respect of you, an adoration of you. And would that lead us to just a worship of you, a worship of what you've done for us at the cross, and how you have sent your Spirit as a gift to us, to dwell within us, to lead us as we go. Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for your benefits that are first and foremost seen in the fact that you did not leave us in the pit of our sin, but you rescued us through Christ. And we praise your name for it. We bless your name. It's in Christ's name that we come to you, Father. It's in Christ's name that we speak to you, Father. It's in Christ's name that we approach the throne of grace with confidence. We love you. Amen.